This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. You can find one of the last great bastions of racial segregation in this country in California prisons. Officials there have assigned inmates of the same race to bunk together to keep peace among race-based prison gangs. But that's changing. Frank Stoltz of member station KPCC reports.
A group of white inmates gathers around a bunk bed in a packed prison dormitory. The dorm is integrated, but each double bunk bed is its own racially segregated island. 38-year-old Steve Sakala is serving time for drug possession. He says he has no problem with blacks or Hispanics, but he knows the consequences of bunking with them.
Some guys up there on level 3 or level 4 found out that you bunked up with another guy. I mean, who knows? You could get stabbed up.
Who would stab you?
Your own people.
This is a dorm room for about 200 inmates at California Correctional Institution in Tehachapi, north of Los Angeles. Ken Sherman is what's known as the MAC rep for white inmates here. He settles disputes with the black and Hispanic MAC reps and metes out discipline for whites who break the rules, rules that include no eating or playing cards with members of the other race.
I don't live with them on the streets. I'm not going to bunk with them here, and same thing with them. They're not going to bunk with me. We have two different sets of rules and politics that we go by.
Powerful race-based prison gangs dictate the politics. They include the Aryan Brotherhood, Black Guerrilla Family, Nuestra Familia, and Mexican Mafia. This 47-year-old African-American inmate, who asked not to be identified, says animosities run deep.
We got a lot of people that scarred up, some dead, and you want us to get along? No, that's not going to happen. But we got mental scars that go along with that.
Mental scars, he says, that can't be erased. Like many inmates, he predicts integration will bring more violence in an environment where you're expected to jump into any interracial fight on the side of your race. Prison officials downplay the possibility of violence as they begin in the next few months to desegregate housing at the state's 33 prisons. Terry Thornton is a spokeswoman for the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation.
We're very optimistic that this is going to be a good thing, and it is the right thing to do. It reflects community values. Inmates cannot continue to just live their lives by the rules and the warped ideology of prison gangs.
The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation is starting a new program known as the Integrated Housing Program.
Prison officials have spent the last year preparing the state's 150,000 male inmates to integrate. Female inmates already are integrated. They've handed out brochures and shown them this video that explains a new inmate coding system.
This code will show whether an inmate is eligible to be housed with inmates of all races, only with inmates of certain races, or only with inmates of his own race.
Anyone who's been involved in interracial violence or gangs will remain segregated. At some high-security prisons, that's half the population.
Inmates who are deemed eligible to participate in the integrated housing program but refuse to accept an integrated housing assignment will be subjected to disciplinary action.
Disciplinary action can range from loss of privileges to solitary confinement. The video features clips from some of the handful of prisoners who've already been placed in integrated housing.
It's been working real well. Of course, at first it's not easy, but you have to adjust.
It took some time, but I was raised to see people for who they are, and not for what they are.
These optimistic appraisals aside, prison officials acknowledge they face a huge challenge safely integrating inmates who live in an environment dominated by racial fear and suspicion. A decade ago, Texas saw a slight uptick, then a decrease in prison violence as it integrated its cells. But California, with its powerful gangs and severe overcrowding, faces a bigger challenge. The plan is to start the program at lower security housing units. Department of Corrections gang investigator Michael Rupp says once you get to higher security prisons, it'll be harder.
I think in your lower level institutions, you won't have as many problems because the gangs don't have as much influence. But when you get into the areas where inmates are doing a longer term, then their influence is much stronger.
Author Tony Rafael wrote The Mexican Mafia. The gang is considered the most powerful in California prisons. Rafael warns breaking its grip won't be easy.
The Mexican Mafia virtually controls every aspect of prison life. They control who gets assignments to what jobs. They not so much coerce the prison guards, but they let the prison guards know that to maintain the peace, certain people should be celled with other people.
For inmates, Rafael says, it's often safer to follow the Mexican Mafia's rules.
When you go into the prison system, you're given two sets of rules. One is from the prison officials. If you violate prison rules, you get written up and get put in isolation, depending on the severity of your crime, or you get more time in jail. If you break the Mexican Mafia's rules, you might be killed.
The influence of the state's prison gangs has grown over the past few years. That's another reason the stakes are so high in this effort to break down the racial gangs in prison. Civil rights attorney Connie Rice has long worked in gang intervention in Los Angeles.
You have prison gangs that are exerting enormous influence on the streets now. That didn't used to be. It used to be prison gangs. Their jurisdiction ended at the prison walls. And what it means is that the highly racialized prison gang culture is now starting to infect street gang culture.
The culture infects local lockups, too. 2 years ago, L.A. County Jail erupted in race riots that killed two inmates and left dozens injured. Investigators believe the Mexican Mafia was behind the violence. Rice wonders if the California prison system is up to the task of integration.
This is a correction system that can't even deliver health care. This is a correction system that is on the verge of catastrophic failure, to the point that a panel of federal judges is considering taking it over entirely.
California has little choice in the matter, with the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling effectively mandating integration. And there's some inside the prisons today who welcome the change.
Yeah, why not? I'm up for it.
42-year-old Raul Pineda stands outside a dorm at California Correctional Institution. He calls the gang's racial rules ridiculous.
You can learn from one another. I think once it gets started and they see it, this isn't bad at all, man. You'll like it. This is, they're so used to being isolated. That's what they know.
For California prison inmates, racially segregated housing is all they've ever known. For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.